Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and it's number 12. Today we're going to be reading the third and fourth chapters in the book of Genesis. Let's begin. Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You won't surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she gave some to her husband with her, and he ate. The eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" The man said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." The Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all livestock, and above every animal of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you have listened to your wife's voice and have eaten of the tree, of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles will it bring forth to you, and you will eat the herb of the field. By the sweat of your face will you eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. The Lord God made coats of skins for Adam and for his wife, and clothed them. The Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and also take of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubs at the east of the Garden of Eden, and the flame of a sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Chapter 4. The man knew Eve, his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Cain and said, "I have gotten a man with the Lord's help." Again she gave birth to Cain's brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. As time passed, it happened that Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the ground. Abel also brought some of the firstborn of his flock and of its fat. The Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he didn't respect Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry, and the expression on his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why has the expression of your face fallen? If you do well, will it not be lifted up? If you don't do well, sin crouches at the door. Its desire is for you, but you are to rule over it." Cain said to Abel, his brother, "Let's go into the field." It happened, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. The Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. Now you are cursed because of the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. From now on, when you till the ground, it won't yield its strength to you. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the surface of the ground. I will be hidden from your face, and I will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. It will happen that whoever finds me will kill me." The Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever slays Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold." The Lord appointed a sign for Cain, lest any finding him should strike him. Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Enoch. He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irad. Irad became the father of Mahujael. Mahujael became the father of Methusael. Methusael became the father of Lamech. Lamech took two wives. The name of the one was Ada, the name of the other Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal, who was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal, who was the father of all who handle the harp and pipe. Zillah also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of every cutting instrument of brass and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naama. Lamech said to his wives, "Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have slain a man for wounding me, a young man for bruising me. If Cain will be avenged seven times, truly Lamech 77 times." Adam knew his wife again. She gave birth to a son and named him Seth. "For God has appointed me another child instead of Abel, for Cain killed him." There was also born a son to Seth, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the Lord's name. And that's the reading of chapters 3 and 4 of the book of Genesis. So we learned about the first sin and God's judgment upon it, but even there, God foretold the coming of the Messiah. Did you hear it? Until tomorrow, when we continue in the book of Genesis, I'm Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.